With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A bill called the Agritourism Act has been introduced that would give rural communities and businesses a voice in the federal government. Co-sponsor U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says it would give rural communities in places like Central Washington a better chance to make the most of what they have.
So this is an effort to really capitalize on those assets and to encourage the ability for small businesses to grow and to take advantage of these things that we have.
The Ag Department, Newhouse says, would be a solid advocate.
It creates some help through the USDA, through an Office of Agritourism, to really focus on these things, be a dedicated voice for agritourism businesses, and look for ways to provide resources and help for small businesses that are either wanting to get started or wanting to continue and truly be successful.
They'd help, Newhouse says, spread the good word.
And provide another opportunity for rural folks to truly benefit from what we see as our way of life, and sharing that with others that are not as familiar with agriculture as we are.
According to the most recent census of agriculture, agritourism-related income jumped from $202 million in 2002 to $949 million in 2017, a 370% jump. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.